T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. We are the champions. We're the greatest team in the world. We've got the best player and the best fans, and we got the best. Yes, I'm gonna say it. Don't make me say it. Don't make me say it. We got the best coach in the league, Coach Bud. We love Coach Bud. Coach Bud is the best. Yeah. Please delete this from the podcast. I immediately regret what I said. As soon as the show's done, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go down to the Deer District. And I'm just going to pick up, I'm going to start picking up trash. But not for like, to help them out. But because I want to keep the trash's momentum. Mementos, I mean. I want to keep the trash. I want to keep the trash. Dude, how cool is it that fans just got to be on the floor last night?
Yeah, I definitely would have tried to pick up some of that confetti and all that stuff.
And nobody did anything dumb down there?
No.
You know, that's Milwaukee. Because this is a celebration for the fans. Now I'm seeing Giannis sit on that chair again. Oh, my God. He's got that trophy. He's more pumped about the Finals MVP trophy. Also, when him and Middleton hug, it makes me very happy. Very happy.
Did you hear the part where Giannis was talking about going in a time machine? Have you heard that yet?
No, I haven't heard much. I got back here So I celebrated. You gave me a ride home.
Mm-hmm.
Here. Plucker was answering phone calls, but before they went on to Sparky, I was picking up the phone and like hosting a radio show off air with all these people. And then I fell asleep. So no, I didn't hear the time machine.
Yeah, Giannis basically says, we played it with Tim Allen from, I don't know when we played it, 2 to 5 when we were on.
Time, what is time to you?
I have no idea, dude.
Toby's all-nighter.
But he's like, if I could, I'd go back in a time machine and work really hard and win Rookie of the Year, because then I would have every award possible. And then he said, and when I get old, I'm going to tell whoever my coach is to bring me off the bench so then I can win Sixth Man of the Year and I have every award. I love that guy.
He means it.
He does. I love that guy. And that clip you were saying that about the super teams and everything, yes, he said that.
Oh, he swore?
Yeah.
Am I going to play it if I play more Giannis?
No.
Do we edit it out?
Yeah, it's edited out. But okay. He said it in the uncut version.
Okay.
He also was saying that, and I saw this in one of our breaks, that Thanasis did a Instagram Live afterwards celebrating, and obviously had Giannis on. Giannis is like, I'm coming to the hotel. And Thanasis is like, no, you're not. Stay away.
Yeah. I bet you they hook up pretty soon. COVID be damned. Man, what a night. What a night. This was the Bucks story. You know, for the first, it looked like it was going to be the Chris Paul story. But this was always the Bucks story. This was the Giannis story. he is now, I mean, the whatever narrative is on him, that's got to go away.
Well, isn't it funny? That's what we've been saying the whole time. The story should have been about Giannis. The story should have been about the Bucks. And then as soon as the Bucks get up 3-2, it's, wow, Giannis is awesome. Milwaukee's a good city. All this stuff. Come on now. Now you're going to jump on the bandwagon. We've been saying it this whole time. Giannis should be the face of the league. Giannis is the one that should be being celebrated in this series. And then he drops 50 in game 6 and says, celebrate me.
Yeah, it'd be one thing like if he was a jerk, but he is the actual nicest dude of the world.
I know. The craziest things are, well, I don't even conceited things I ever heard him say, were in the post-game press conference when he was just kind of joking, like, you told me I couldn't make free throws, and then I made my free throws. I love that kind of stuff from Giannis because, he never says anything like that, and he truly is a humble guy, and it's incredible that he's been able to overcome all the odds and then bring a championship here to Milwaukee.
God, I got so much to soak in yet. I got to watch everybody's Instagrams. I just got so much to soak in just myself. And you guys are hoping to do the same. Maybe that's why you're tuned in right now. We're taking your phone calls. 414-799-1250. Let's get out to Court, who is in Tosa.
Court, what does this mean to you, NY?
Bart, this means that I might lose my job tomorrow because I'm not going to work to go to the parade. Are you guys hiring? Because I might lose both my jobs tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. No. Maybe. No? I don't know. We always have something available. I'm not sure.
It's the greatest day of my life! I can't believe I'm waking up and watching the Bucks celebrated as NBA champions. And we have the best player in the world.
I know that,
it's real?
Yeah, I think that, I got to stay in the moment here. I got to be focused. I got to do this job. I'm doing my job. I want to go home and watch the game again. I just want to go home.
I have YouTube TV, so I'm going to watch it 18 million times.
Yeah. I've seen Super Bowl 45 300 times. I think I'm going to break that record with game 6 here.
Plus, I work at a sports bar, so I just get to talk Bucks all day long.
Giannis wore a Jim Paschke shirt to the podium.
Yes,
how do you not love this guy?
And he's in Milwaukee forever.
Forever, ever.
Forever, ever.
Why ever leave now? Now, right. I thought if he goes through this contract and they don't get him one in 4 years, all right, well, we had our chance. Now, if you're Giannis, you stay with one team. You do what Kobe did now. You stay with one team forever and win as many as you can.
Same with Middleton, same with Drew Holiday. The only question is, like Jerry Maguire said, who's coming with me?
Yeah, I want more. I want another one.
I want more.
I want another one. I want more. More.
Can we do a shot Thursday at the parade together?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I offered to pay $50 for somebody to work for me at both my jobs. You think I need to up that ante?
Well, I don't know. Why won't everything just be closed? It's a parade.
You said $50, I'll be there.
You want to work for me, $50? Go.
Yeah, I'll take it.
You'll make more money on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the start,
Oh, yeah, you'll make the hourly wage on top of the 50?
You mean $233 an hour? I'm a server.
Oh, yeah, with tips.
You gotta work for it.
Yeah, and then you can't claim all your tips because of the government.
Cash tips.
Yeah, cash is good. All right, Court.
Hey, go Bucks, baby!
Yeah, go Bucks.
Woo!
Yeah, if you want to help the local economy trickle down effect, tip your servers in cash. Because then they can just not claim it on their taxes. They got to claim all the credit card ones because there's record of that.
Just a little fun tip for you. Cameron is in Milwaukee, greatest city on earth. What's up?
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Cameron.
Man, this is my first time calling you guys, man.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hold on. Do not be a foreigner to the show in honor of Chuck Freeman, who I did see yesterday.
Gotcha, man. I'm surprised I have a voice this morning, man. I actually went down there. I wasn't going to go, but then my brother called me, man. He got on an airplane from Georgia. I'm like, oh, man, I got to go now.
He came up from Georgia?
Yeah. He's from here, but he's been living here for a minute now. But, yeah, he's a Bucks fan, man. Die hard Bucks fan. And he actually flew up here. Like, wow.
Yeah, I was with a guy last night that he had just moved to L.A. a month ago. And then he's like, I gotta come. And then we asked him, well, what's the plan if they lose? He goes, I have no idea what my return flight is, but I had to come.
Yeah, it was too many people. It was just insane. It was so many people. Like, you cannot leave where you were at. Like, if you had to go to the bathroom, like, that's on you. You're going to watch the rest of the game at the porta potty line. Like, that's how crazy it was down there.
Yeah, it was a mess. Where were you? I mean, it was a mess in a good way, but where were you?
I was right in the middle, right by the Deer City and by the Mecca.
Oh, okay.
It was crazy. So, like, I believe it was like the end of the second quarter or the beginning of the third. We was trailing. Next thing you know, the TV cut off. Like somebody cutting the whole switch off. Like, we was going crazy, man. Like, we were talking about turn it on. It was insane, man. The experience was crazy, man.
Man. We want to do it again now, right?
Hey, man, we got to. It's gonna be tough, you know, next year. I'm pretty sure the Nets will be healthy and everything like that, but you never know, you know. But I'm definitely confident, you know, now. Chris Middleton got my respect. Even Coach Blunt, man, what you think, man? I think he get a pass. What you think?
Yeah, I'm going to retire ripping on Coach Bud for a while. I think I got to stop with that.
Yeah, man. Maybe now that'd be like some bad luck. I don't know. I think that'd be bad luck now to talk about Bud.
You know, I gotta be better when it comes to Coach Bud. I just got to be better. Maybe be more random in my criticism. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Thanks for calling. Don't be a foreigner to the show.
Man, thanks, man. I watch the show every morning, man. You're funny, man. If I be tired, you definitely wake me up. You guys funny, man.
Well, thanks.
All right, man. Take care.
See you, man. Thanks for watching. Q is on the east side. Q.
Dude. I just got to the office. I don't know why I'm here, but I'm just so excited. I cannot believe it. I was in the arena last night, watched the whole trophy ceremony. I'm rocking my world champion's hat right now. My buddy was DJing at Uncle Buck's, so I got to spray champagne over 50 or 60 people.
Well, why didn't we meet up? I was there.
I was looking for the dude with his shirt off. I never saw him.
Oh no, I only had it off for a little bit.
I mean, we can meet up for the repeat. How about that?
Yeah, that'll be good.
I'm just, this is absolutely amazing. Like, I cannot believe it. I've been a season, or my family's been a season ticket holder since 15 years ago. Here's what's up, man. One of my executives just popped in my office to give me a fist bump, but,
why doesn't he tell you to take the rest of the day off?
we got a big meeting at 8:30. I'm going to leave after that. And then I'm going to come intern for you. You told me that yesterday, but, I went to 40 games in a season when we won 15 games. Like, I'm just at a loss for words. This is amazing. Bucks and Six happened. Brandon Jennings was there. Dave Chappelle was there. Christian Yelich was there. It's just unreal. And Bart, Toby, I'm just so grateful to have one of the best sports talks radio stations in the country in my home city. So thank you both.
Yeah, what is that? I should check them out. Oh, you mean us?
Yeah. Where did Chuck go? Just kidding.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
So, see you at the parade.
Yeah, we'll see you at the parade tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got the parade coming up tomorrow. I think I got to take a half day. I don't know if it's in the morning or the afternoon, but 100%. Did you figure out where to put your chairs?
No. The last time I put chairs down, I threw them in front of City Hall and yelled through the window at Mayor Barrett to stop taking them.
Hey, I woke up a little late. Did they flip the hop?
No, the hop is standing.
The hop is standing. That's good.
Yeah.
I had an usher talking to me about flipping the hop, and I didn't bring it up to them.
I think that, you know, championship or not, people may still just randomly decide to flip the hop at some point. People do not like the hop.
Yeah, I think you could win mayor of Milwaukee if you just run a campaign on flipping the hop.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
But we don't need to go there. Bucks in six forever. Love 1250. Love you, Bart. Love you, Toby. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, talk to you tomorrow. I think what I'm going to do is I'll run for mayor and say, I'm not going to flip the hop, but I'll say the hop is going to have a new route. It's going to have the route that it has, and then we're going to extend the track so that it drives right into Lake Michigan. That's what I'm going to do as mayor. People going crazy last night. Toby, you were out and about, and you got some audio from the fine folks. Was that relatively easy to do with people being all excited?
Yeah, it took a little bit to get started because I'm kind of like, how do I go up? And then I was like, you know what? We're all celebrating a Bucks win. Let's just go up and say something. How's it feel to be an NBA champion? How's it feel that your Bucks won the NBA Finals?
Did they know that you were like a newsman, or did they just think you were a guy?
Well, I put the little
the mic flag?
Square thing on the yeah.
It's called a mic flag, Toby.
Yeah, I put the mic flag on. I had some headphones on. You know, I look kind of official.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, so I, you know, walk up, and I asked people at first if they wanted to be interviewed, and then after that, I kind of was like, yeah, no, everyone wants to be interviewed if I come up and talk to them. I kind of picked and choose who I was going to talk to, but I was like, they're not going to say no if I shove a mic in their face and say, how's it feel to be an NBA champ?
That's what you do. Good work. Yeah, never ask them.
No.
You just do it.
I learned real quick. Let's just shove a mic in their face and let's see what they got to say.
Yeah, good call. Toby down in the district last night getting live reaction. You're on the fan.
In the Deer District.
In the Deer District. Do I not have the right file?
Let me find it for you.
Can you? I think I just went to play. I don't know. I don't have no idea what the hell I'm trying to play here.
I got you. I'll pull it up for you.
All right. You pull it up. We'll hear that coming up. Do you have it now?
Feels insane. It's so exciting for Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm so excited. Let's go Bucks!
And how do y'all feel?
Excited, especially for my son. He's a Bucks fan. Really, really excited for him. So he actually got to go to the finals for game 3, then he got to be down here and experience, so it's pretty cool for him to be down here.
How do you feel?
I feel I'm very happy right now that we won.
How's it feel to be NBA champ?
Oh, it feels great.
It's honestly kind of unreal. I never would have thought as a Wisconsin sports fan this moment would ever come. I've been heartbroken so many times in my life, so.
Yeah. Crazy.
You know what we're talking about. Your reaction.
How do you feel?
It feels amazing, especially going down 0-2 at the start, and now we came back and now we're champs. Bucks in six, baby.
How's it feel to be NBA champs?
Amazing. I'm so happy.
Man, it feels so amazing, man, to be part of this great city, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We did it, baby!
Bobby.
Let's go!
Unreal has not set in yet, but it will eventually. But tonight, we're just going to enjoy it.
It's still processing. I didn't think we'd ever get this way. To see Giannis and Chris finally get their ring, it's incredible.
All I got to say is Bucks in six, and it feels good to be NBA champions for the first time since 1971. Can't believe it.
Let's go! We've been waiting a long-ass time for man. Milwaukee, we needed it, baby. Bucks, we got it done today.
Yes, sir. Oh, man, unbelievable. 50 years in the making, this is once in a lifetime. Worth every penny. Can't believe it.
Awesome, awesome game.
We're just thrilled to be here. This is unbelievable. I mean, when you drafted Giannis in 2013, everyone passed on him. We didn't know what he had in him. They trusted the team. They kept the core. And here we are. We're thrilled.
Oh, man. We've been Bucks fans our whole lives. We've been on the Brad Center floor to finally be here. I mean, this is something that we just, you know, we're so proud in the state of our sports and our teams. And it's just so amazing to finally just be here and have this win.
Hey, what's it feel like to be NBA champs?
Best feeling in the world. Feels incredible. I mean, especially after like the last two postseasons, like this is just.
Go Bucks, baby!
Bucks and six. Hey, how's it feel to be NBA champions?
I got no words, man. I have absolutely no words. In the midst of everyone building dynasty teams, I got nothing, dude. I have absolutely nothing. I wish I could give you the best soundbite of your life. I have absolutely nothing.
I think this is incredible for the city of Milwaukee. I think all of us are happy to be a part of it. And I'm just so happy to be a Milwaukee Bucks fan tonight. Bucks and six, we're NBA championships tonight.
All right, the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin have been through it the last 10 to 15 years. We've seen a lot of winners.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of almost winners. And I'm tired of being there. I'm tired of being close. I wanted a W, and this week we got it. And this city and this crowd has come out. It is incredible. It's the best vibe I've ever seen. All I gotta say is Bucks and six.
Couldn't have said it better, man. You know, they went out there, they got that win on the road, and they did it the best way they could. Bucks and six.
Oh man, so awesome. I never thought I'd see this dream come real. And lifetime Bucks fan.
Feel to be NBA champs.
Amazing! Bucks are so sick. Nobody else compares. Bucks is sick forever and ever and ever.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, just
tell
the
me that's your future wife.
And just seeing how the city's celebrating. I mean, it's fantastic. Came down with my mom. We snuck in at the end and got to see part of the celebration, and it's just great. City hasn't had a championship in 50 years, so people are gonna get out and have a little fun tonight.
Yeah, it feels amazing.
We can't believe it. It is history's been made.
We deserve it.
Yeah. Yes.
They deserve it. That was awesome. Fun to be there.
They killed it. Seriously.
Yeah. They killed it.
How does it feel to be NBA champion?
All right. You can,
very good.
You can stop.
Senior, the last time they won it.
You can stop.
Dude, honestly, I've been a Milwaukee fan since 2013.
Stop it. I don't know why that one group is so funny. The girls are going like, we deserve it. And the guy comes in, they deserve it. Yes, guy. Sorry. Mike is in Milwaukee. Mike, top that reaction.
Oh, man. I'm going on about 2 hours of sleep, man. I wanted to call in, but I'm going to gut it out because I'm calling in tomorrow and Friday. And I just wanted to give you your props, but you put the chairs down after they got down 2-0. That idiot Chris Broussard said it was over after they got down 2-0. Brandon Marshall on that show First Things First said it was over when it got down 2-0. I had faith because they played better in the second game. They just didn't make shots. They came back. They won four straight. And I just can't believe it. I want to say, you mentioned Aaron Rodgers, man. The Packers are irrelevant now, man. I mean, you got the draft next week. They're going to be talking about the Bucks champions. You got the end of the Olympics. Well, if they have the Olympics, I don't know. They're going to be talking about Drew Holiday and Middleton world champions. Before you know it, it's going to be October, ring ceremony, raising the banner. After that, you know, the Bucks are going to be on every prominent national game. They better have the main game on Christmas Day, home game. They better. It's December then. Football season's over, man. I'm basking in this for, you know, Packers, Rodgers, And the main reason, the thing about Rodgers and Chris Paul, is the State Farm commercial jinx.
That oh, that got booed awful, hard in the district.
Awful State Farm commercial.
The ball Mahomes, one, yeah.
Mahomes got involved in that nonsense. Look what happened to him in Super Bowl. Unbelievable, man. I thought it was a dream. I'm like, was it a dream? I woke up. They're still talking about the Bucks. They got to give them their props now, finally. Like, last night, they finally showing stories about Giannis. I mean, Game 6, you guys waited to do this stuff. Everybody wants Chris Paul to win. Michael Wilbon, that loser, after every game, even the Bucks won. Oh, it's Lulu with Phoenix. Phoenix is going to win. Phoenix is going to win tonight. I'm so sick of all this media never giving the Bucks their props. What are they going to do now? What are they going to say now? They can't say anything, man. Giannis, 50 points in a closeout game. He was phenomenal. This is just awesome, man. I got to give you your props, man. You put those chairs down. That was the beginning and of the comeback and four straight. Come on, man.
Yeah, I went on a thanks for the call. I love it, man. I went on a revenge tour last night on Twitter because I like to keep receipts. I like to save some of this because, you know, I knew they were going to win. Sushant Mehta said on the 8th, looks like the Suns will sweep the Bucks. And so I quote tweeted that one last night and said, what's your definition of a sweep? Adam Schein of CBS Sports Network said, as bad as Chris Paul was last night,
Phoenix is going to win game 5. Listen, we said it on Time to Shine yesterday. We love
I said, your voice is stupid. JR Sports Brief, who was on our nights, has been like clowning on Giannis this whole run. On the 6th, he said, Suns versus Bucks. Anyone outside Milwaukee got the Bucks? I said, not sure what your agenda has been, but you must feel dumb. Somebody commented on one of my chair videos, said, didn't know they had parades for teams that got swept. I said, they don't. They have parades for teams that win 4 straight. Oh, but I spelt 4 wrong. I think that can be forgiven. Skip Bayless. Now Chris Paul's first ring is a foregone conclusion. Congrats, point God. That was on the 6th. I said, about that. 15 days ago, the Suns were crowned champions. Last night, the Bucks made it official. 799-1250.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Bart, that's Toby. Parade will be tomorrow. We will have coverage of it. Thanks to our friends at Dort Peninsula Winery and their Fear the Deer Riesling. Got to get my hands on that. Toby, forgive me. I don't remember everything I told you last night. Did I tell you about my DraftKings?
You mentioned it.
I did?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did a series one, a $10 series one. I had Giannis as my superstar, Middleton, Drew, Crowder, Cam Johnson, and Connaughton.
Ooh, Cam Johnson, what a pick.
And there were various times during Game 5 and Game 6 where I was in first place winning $7,000. Last night in the second quarter, I was in first place out of 7,000, winning $7,000. I won $60. So I'm pretty happy about that, but I was going to win $7,000. Did I tell you, Toby, about Window Select at all last night?
Something about a buy one, get one.
Yeah, I usually talk about it in my sleep. Window Select, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. Windowselect.com, where you can, and Rami's here, and I'm so excited that you're here for many reasons, and one of those being that I want to tell you about the great deals at Window Select.
They got great deals over there?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Welcome to the studio, by the way.
Thank you. Came to get my car.
Yeah, I slept here.
I know. Well, did you sleep? Because I got a text at 2 in the morning saying Bart's still not sleeping, and I texted you and said, bro, go to sleep. You're on the air in 3 hours.
All right, we'll get to that.
The boss will be listening.
Yeah, he called me at 4:30 to make sure I was alive.
And that's a smart thing to do. That's why he's a good boss.
Let me tell you about Window Select, okay? Let me tell you this.
Do it.
When you want them to come out to look at your house for window siding and doors,
yeah,
they come out and they don't charge you.
They just come and look at it for free.
Like a free consultation.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like free. Yeah. Gary Ellerson taught me, if it's free, it's me.
Yeah.
And give me three.
All right. And then when you get it installed, you get a buy one, get one on the windows.
That's more free.
Yeah. So if you buy, like, if you need 10 windows, you get
five of them free.
Five free. Let's say you need 300 windows.
150? 150 free windows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You don't have to pay for a full year.
Yeah. Wow.
Believe
so that. They're basically free for a year.
Yeah.
That's more free.
And they're celebrating this week. Do you want to take a guess how much the installation fee is this week?
I'm going to guess free.
No, it's actually $199.
Oh, okay.
No, it is free. It is,
what?
It's free.
Free?
It's free.
It's more free.
It's free.
Wow.
It's free.
Wow.
Windowselect.com, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. Their double lifetime warranty located in Menominee Falls. Rami, I got so many people to talk to on hold.
Yeah.
I just wanted to thank you again for a good night.
My pleasure, my man.
Last night. I really enjoyed your friends.
My friends are cool dudes, aren't they?
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah, I really enjoyed your friends.
Drew Flaggy, AJ Grill, David Lewis.
Oh, wow.
Gary Zajikowski.
Yeah.
All my dudes.
Normally, you're supposed to name drop people that people know.
You brought up my friends.
I know you guys are all like comics.
I wanted to give them a shout out.
Who's the one that's teaching today?
That's my guy, AJ. AJ, he teaches small children about the environment.
Oh. Oh, no. Why?
No, he went home before any of us. I don't know if you noticed. Like, almost as soon as the game was over, he was out.
Where did you go? I went immediately to Toby. I had to find Toby.
We hung out there for a minute. We high-fived everybody walking out of the Deer District.
Yeah.
Plenty of listeners stopped through. That was cool. And then I went home, man. I didn't go anywhere after Uncle Buck's.
I came here.
Yeah, I heard.
And I was in a panic because I couldn't find my charger.
Okay.
For my phone because I needed my alarm.
Yeah.
And so Plucker was here. This is 1:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I like hug Steve, which is not natural at all.
He doesn't like hugs.
No. And then I was, so before people would go on air, I was picking up the phone and talking to him.
I heard.
And then I laid on this couch that we have in studio. We have a nice back office with couches.
I heard. I haven't
privacy.
Seen this. Yeah, I haven't seen. Why didn't you go back there?
Well, I was waiting for Plucker because he was going to leave at 2. He was charging my phone for me. I didn't make it to 2. And then at 4:40, my eyes awaken and I see like the ghost of Toby over me. He's like, "Are you? Can you get up?"
Toby saved you, huh?
Oh, I was stunned because I didn't even know that I went to sleep.
Good man, Toby. Good man. That's a good producer.
I was just glad that you weren't sleepwalking.
I can't hear Toby. I don't have headphones on. Is he talking?
Yeah. What are you in a hurry?
No, not at all, man. I'm here to celebrate a championship with you. I mean, I came just to get my car, but also to celebrate a championship with you.
All right. You know how I was telling you that I was like retweeting people that I kept receipts on, and you know, I was retweeting people.
Oh, you did? I didn't know that.
Oh, you should check it out. I got on the line someone who on our station website gave the Giannis draft grade a D plus. Radio Joe.
What's up,
Joe? Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Bart Winkler, you, my friend, have some real stones. Because there's no way in hell I'd be able to get away with this. But for you to do what you did with those chairs when they were down 2-0, and just to continue to double and triple and quadruple down, I mean, you, my friend, you are a swami. Like, I'm just so happy for you for the testament, for you standing up.
Joe, what I want to tell you about that is, while I did ultimately want to get on the news, as any radio guy,
sure,
that's our goal,
yeah, that's
always.
That's why we do what we do.
I didn't do it out of, like, it wasn't, there was no failure in this option. I did it because I believed. I just thought that this team was different. And I know there was a curse, but I really feel like
no
the curse was broken. Oh, no, there was a curse.
There was no curse.
I feel like it was broken against the Nets. And, Joe, I'm happy for you because, you know, going through all these years of doing these shows and, you know, we're kind of growing frustrated for the same reasons. Like, I really started – it personally affected you, these teams losing, so much – that you straight out got out of broadcasting.
I have no clue what you just said. Like, you were literally breaking up. I'm on my way to work right now. I have to sell cars.
Well, it was funny, Joe. It was funny. Let
I
me
owned
tell you.
You.
Can you say it again for me?
It wouldn't be funny the second time, would it?
Yeah, it's not. I said.
Go back and listen on the Odyssey.
I said the pain of these teams hurt you so bad you quit the business.
Well, and that's the thing. Okay, let's talk about that for a second.
And then they won. Joe's the
curse. Oh! That was it!
Joe.
That was it.
When did you start here?
Okay, no. Let's talk about it, because I wanted to talk about this.
Of course.
I started as an intern right after the Packers won the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. We just got to the bottom of things. Oh, my God. Wow.
So all these years,
the curse.
And I covered all these damn games, you know, the NLDS, NLCS, the Rose Bowl, the NFC Championship.
Oh, my God, he was at them all.
Yeah, he kept going to games, and they would lose.
Oh, my God, Joe, you are the reason.
And I've been here a month and a half.
Yeah, Toby's like, key card just got activated today. And they won a title.
I mean, this is just so, fitting. It's like,
wow.
I leave in April, and then here they are.
We just added another chapter to the Book of Joe.
Yeah. You are the dark cloud.
Oh, my God. You're the dark cloud.
But suddenly he goes into the car business, and there's no cars available. All the microchips are in the Suez Canal.
Hey, we don't have any microchip shortages. It's just transportation issues. That's our problem.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, can't get them on the damn train, I guess. I don't know.
All right, Joe, I got to go to the others. Anything else you want to say?
No, I was downtown last night. I was at Who's on Third. The celebration was just unbelievable. Amazing. I'm still trying to get my voice back. My ears are ringing. That experience in itself was unreal. I can't believe this is happening. Go Bucks! Bucks and six. They're champions! Woohoo!
We're all champions today.
Yeah, we are.
We're all champions.
Thanks, Joe. Miss you. Is it too? Enjoy some coleslaw on me. Is it too early? You want another one? Let's go north side. Talk to Drew.
About time. We got it. Number
Good
one.
Morning, Drew. Welcome to the
Good
championship
morning.
Edition of the show.
Yes, first time caller.
But I have some history to tell you guys.
Oh, Drew, you got to hold on a second.
Oh, you got a thing for first-time callers, huh?
Yes.
And Freeman would say here, don't be a foreigner to the show.
I won't. I work there, shift, so I do be up.
All right, what's up?
Okay, now, my history is a long way. I've been a Bucks fan, going to a Bucks game since 74 when they lost the championship to Boston. That's the start of it. Then I was an usher the first year Bobby Meir came in 79. I thought for sure I was going to the championship as an usher. I could see the championship of the Bucks live and in color, free of charge and everything. They lost the sixth game in Milwaukee. We had to go back to Seattle. I can still remember that day on that Sunday before the game came on. They had Marcus Johnson closing the side. A seventh game the Bucks did not want to face. So now, for 7 years, from 79 to 87, 8 years, I worked for the Bucks as an usher. Thought I was going to see with Bobby and all them good, glory years. Never got a chance to go. I stopped going to the Bucks game, but I still was going. I went to the playoffs in 2010 and everything. Went to the Brewers game, the playoffs with St. Louis.
I need you to get to 2021 part of this story.
The 2021?
Yeah.
I can't afford those tickets no more, so I had to watch it at home. I get so emotional, I had to watch it at home. I throw things, I curse and everything, but I'm so happy we got it. And I won a lot of money. I'm going to say that.
There you go. There you go.
Thanks, Drew.
You guys are having me on the line. And
happy to have you.
Go. We number one now. Don't have to say go, Bucks, go. We did it.
We did it. Done. We did it. Done. Duty. Da-da-D.
And don't be a foreigner.
Don't be a foreigner to the show.
You let that go for a long time, huh? I feel like one time through the chorus, probably enough.
No, that I know what I'm doing.
Okay, if you say so.
You're booing my family. Wow, terrible.
What a run this has been. At one point, we booed Peter Fagan's family. What was that for? I don't remember, but there was a block party, and he said something about my family. I think they were maybe unveiling the name of the arena.
I don't know.
Or something.
I never heard that before.
Yeah, they booed his family. He started talking about his family. People go, boo.
Wow, terrible.
He's just stunned. Jeff is in St. Francis. 799-1250.
Hey, man, how y'all feeling?
Amazing.
Good.
Man, I just want to say, first off, sports radio fans, guys like me, you guys all come on the journey with fans like me throughout this stuff. And I just want to thank you guys. I mean, from the bottom of my heart, you guys have no idea how many hours I've spent listening to you guys from the station's inception, and I just want to thank you guys for that. But
I appreciate that. You know, other just hypothetically, there could be other morning sports hosts that go down to the district just to like be there and then sit there with their arms crossed the whole time.
You saw that too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, but not us, baby.
No, we were not sitting with our arms crossed. I'm pretty sure I high-fived most of Milwaukee last night.
I'm pretty sure that, Rami, you weren't just sitting back chilling.
No.
We were together. We were at Uncle Buck's, and we were hugging a lot.
Oh, my gosh, man. What an incredible ride to, you know, I just Googled it while I was on hold. We're the 24th market in the NBA as far as size. And it seemed like that whole market was outside of that building. That was incredible. We go from Giannis almost being done for all of next year to him coming in and having one of the final series for the ages, and then caps it off with what I would consider the greatest closeout performance that I've ever seen in my
50 points. Bob Pettit was the only other one to have 50 in a closeout game.
I mean, this dude is a walking Disney movie. I mean, we had
we had absolutely no shot of ever seeing this. And then we draft this skinny little kid from Greece. And, you know, the ride has just been absolutely incredible to see the transition from when he first got here to most improved player of the year to MVP to MVP and defensive player of the year. And then all of the doubts. The thing about last night that was so cool is every area that the pundits, I say that in air quotes, have nitpicked about his game, he excelled at last night. He hit his free throws. I heard clowns talking about his defensive player of the year award was pretty much illegitimate because he doesn't guard the best player. Well, last night, Giannis guarded the entire Suns team.
Everybody.
Anytime anyone went up near him, it was swatted away. Dude had, what, two or three blocks that were called goaltending?
A stretch. That was the end of the second where the refs were being very – there was a travel I didn't like.
Yeah.
There was, like, everything was goaltending offensively and defensively.
Shout out Scott Foster, though. Chris Paul now 1-13 in playoff games that Scott Foster officiated.
Yeah, and then I think the worst part of the game was in the third quarter for me when it looked like Frank Kaminsky suddenly got good. That I did not like.
Knew that wasn't going to last up.
Here is the awesome part about this story. He is 26 years old. Just scratching the surface of his game, and he wears our jersey and he plays for our team. Yeah. That is incredible, man. I'm still completely stunned. I didn't go to the Deer District last night because my daughter got a little ill and had to have a COVID test, and I wasn't going to risk that with my Bucks family being down there, but my voice is pretty much shot, but man, thank you guys for all that you guys do. I have so much love for you guys. You guys I don't even think you guys realize it, but thank you for taking my call. Love you guys. Bucks in six, baby. Bucks in six.
Yeah, and best to your
Bucks
daughter.
For real.
Jeff.
Thank you guys. She came up next.
Oh, good.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Good.
Oh. Man, I wanted to be down there so bad. This is something that I've dreamed of. As much as a Packer fan as I am, I'd have traded those two Super Bowls for this.
You know what's weird? I'm cutting you off. Sorry,
dude. Because it's Jan. How could you not root for that guy? The guy is a class act, man. I don't see Giannis doing to us what Aaron Rodgers is doing.
Yeah. All right, Jeff. Thank you, buddy.
Love you guys.
Appreciate
love you too.
The call.
Man, we're getting a lot of. Are you cutting all that, Toby? We're getting a lot of people saying a lot of nice things about your station right here. You can do that tomorrow.
Yeah. I won't be here tomorrow, so I'll do it tomorrow.
He'll leave it for whoever's filling in tomorrow.
I feel like I won the championship. Everyone's like, we love you. Well, good. Thank you for finally admitting it.
I don't think the Bucks would do to Giannis what the Packers did to Aaron Rodgers.
Why is it that. One of my very first, so the Bucks win a title.
Yes.
And here are like the list of emotions that go through my head.
Yeah.
One, this is awesome.
Of course.
Two, I think immediately of everyone that I like need to talk to, Bucks fans that I want to talk to at some point. Three, I hate the Packers.
Why? Why are you even thinking about that?
Because this whole little Bucks run we had, and you guys know I love the Packers. Let me do all the qualifiers.
You're a shareholder.
Bart, owner.
Yeah.
I just kept feeling like when the Brewers are like, hey, we're going to move our game because we want to go to the game. I feel like that's real.
What did the Packers take away from?
Oh, the Packers have been just trying. And it's like the Packer media, too.
You had Gene Smith out there. You had Aaron Jones.
I know, but the Packers, it seems like.
Bakhtiari's chugging beers.
It just seems to me like the Packers are. It's not as. It's like the Brewers are doing it because they're like excited. The Packers are. Oh, we're kind of left out in the sports scene.
You think they're just nudging their way in?
Yeah.
Just trying to get on stage?
They've been nudging their way in. Schefter's nudging his way in. Rodgers is in this golf match. He didn't schedule the golf match.
They're just nudging their way. Played it.
They can lose 17 games this year. I don't even care. take the year off.
Toby, cut that.
Take the year off.
Stop.
Take it off.
Stop it.
Let another team win the North for once.
Wow. Stop.
Take the year off.
I mean, I agree with you. I'm a Bears fan, but
Justin Fields is the real deal.
Yes, but greater quarterbacks have been broken by bad franchises.
No, this guy's different. Like I told you about the Bucks.
I'm not taking anything
for granted.
I'm telling
you about Jay Fields.
I love Justin Fields.
I'm telling you about Jay Fields.
Greater quarterbacks have been broken by bad franchises. And the Bears have done it a few times.
Do you need to leave or are you?
Yeah, I'm going to get going. I got to walk the dog and, you know, be back here at 3. Feel free to come back, hang out at 3 if you want. Celebrate this thing some more, man.
What do you think the odds of that happening?
Probably not.
Hey, I'm working hour by hour right now. I got people checking up on me every hour. Are you good?
You sound good
okay?
to me, man. You sound great.
Because I do that every night.
You shouldn't tell people that.
The videos you saw of me?
Every night.
Every
That's
night.
Bart's life every night.
He
lives every day like he's a champion.
I want to celebrate. And, you know, I asked earlier, are we done? Can we want more? I guess we
Are you already going there? I'm just going to celebrate this. We don't need to.
I want more, and I got Giannis's approval.
I remember the summer after I won my first MVP. I was happy. I was happy with my family, but it was like, at the same time, it was miserable. Like, everywhere I went, it was like, hey, MVP. Like, done. It's over with, you know? It's over with. Done. It's in the past. We got to do it again. You know, I was able to do it again. This year I wasn't able to do it. I don't know why, but okay. This is a feeling, like this is an addicting feeling. Like I love playing in the playoffs. I love playing in the finals. You know, I love playing when the ball is heavy. You know, and this is the moments I want to chase more. I want our team to keep build off this. You know, and hopefully we can do it again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.